Well, greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day seven in our seven-day series on the body of Christ. And we've been looking at, well, first of all, the physical body of Jesus when he came to this earth, and we saw how it was a very strong and healthy body. But then he allowed himself to be beaten and taken and even crucified. So he had a broken body. But then from that, as he said sometimes, where except a kernel of wheat or a seed of corn or whatever goes into the ground and rots, it can't bear fruit. And so it must be planted, and it rots away, and then new growth springs forth. Well, that's what happened in his life. He gave his body, he gave his life for the church, and what sprang forth from that is the body of Christ, him being the head, and his body are the Christians, and the universal church, where it would be made up of every single Christian in the world, would be part of a universal church. But where it really gets down to where the rubber meets the road is in the local church. And this is what a lot of the New Testament is talking about, is this relationship that we have one with another and how we are to treat one another. We went over some of these things and saw how Ephesians talks about the church and Christ being the head, and that we're all to be kind one to another and tender-hearted and forgiving one another, many things that we've looked at these last 6 days. Well, today what I would like to do is look at the book of 1 John. We're going to start with chapter 4, verse 7, and read some verses there about love. And this would be loving our brothers and sisters, loving one another, and how that looks for the body of Christ. And we're starting chapter 4, verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another." There's another one of those one another's again, and this is to love. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him." Now it's so beautiful how it's the relationship between the bride and the bridegroom is clearly seen in the church, where the church is in Christ, where we live through him, as it says here in verse 9. And that's that abundant life, I believe, that Jesus had talked about, that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. That's the life that's in Christ. And just as John chapter 15 talks about abiding in the vine or abiding in Christ. If we abide in Christ, then we bear fruit. If we don't abide in Christ, we won't bear fruit. And of course, some of the fruit that could be talked about is the fruit of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, which is self-control. So we're here in verse 10, 1 John 4:10. "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins," or another word for that would be a payment for our sins. "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." And this is the emphasis here in the book of 1 John. One of the emphasis, anyway, is the love that we should have for our brothers and sisters in Christ, the love that we should have for the church. And the love that we have for God is manifested by how we love one another. Verse 12 says, "No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and he hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?" And that's a very important verse, and I'd like to look at that just a little bit. It says, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. John here just tells it like it is. There's no beating around the bush. There's no hidden meaning here. It's just, if a man say, I love God, and he hates his brother. And, I mean, a person cannot hate someone and love God at the same time. And then it says, he that loveth not his brother, so here it's changed from hating his brother to just not even loving him. He that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? So here it brings it right down to, it's not just hating somebody, but if you don't love someone, if you don't love your brother, how can you love God whom you have not seen? And this commandment, verse 21, have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, he begat your brothers and sisters in Christ, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandment. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So that's my encouragement for us today. That's the inspiration that I would like to encourage you with and leave with us at the end of this week, is that we should love one another. We should love the body of Christ. We should love the head, the Lord Jesus Christ, because of what he has done for us. And we should keep his commandments. And one of his commandments is loving our brothers and sisters. So it's been a rich time looking into these things that we have seen here in the last 7 days. I hope it's been an inspiration to you. If you want to leave a voicemail, you can do that by pressing 099 on your phone. It'll take you to our mailbox, and you can leave us a message. So God bless you. Thank you again for calling in, and I hope that you would be able to be a part of a New Testament church, a church that is kingdom-minded and in love with Jesus and reaching out to the lost world. And I just hope that you would see the need to be a part of a local body that you can practice, or that you could fulfill all the one anotherings that it talks about in the New Testament. I'd encourage you to to look that up as a study, is all the different places where it says one another. It's like we've read here, even in this chapter here today. So God bless you, and Lord willing, we'll share again on the Daily Inspiration.